Intervju Radija Študent.
Drage in dragi, tole je intervju Radija Študent ob nekoliko nestandardni uri, zaradi nekoliko nestandardne ure pristanka današnjega sogovornika Ivana Pavlova, ki se nam pridružuje direktno iz Londona oziroma direktno iz letala in ki ga v tem terminu gostimo ob jutrišnji priliki nastopa v kinu Šiška. Ivan Pavlov je bolj znan pod imenom Son in sicer že 25 let, kar pod tem imenom izdaja res izjemno glasbo in ker imamo zelo, zelo omejen čas, kar lahko kar začnemo. So, hello, Ivan.
Hey.
Okay, let's just get to the we're gonna have to be very concise, so I'm just gonna ask the thing that I'm wondering about the most about your music.
Yes,
so
yeah.
It's been a quarter of a century since you started publishing albums, and it's probably a little longer since you've been making music, and yet here you are with a new album, one that simultaneously feels very Son-like and yet obviously ventures into its own territory. So we can start with the Son-like feature. Do you think you could describe it, and do you even feel there is a Son-like feature to you know, to music, because it feels very recognizable, and it doesn't really matter if you which direction you take your music.
I'm not very conscious of that, obviously. I'm for most part I'm trying to have an adventure, and I have a specific interest with sound, and regardless of what kind of instrument I use, and I think that shows, because the new album is recorded with a synthesizer I've never seen in my life, and my friend invited me to work with it, and he said to me that as soon as you started playing it, it sounded like a song. And to me, it was completely something else. I mean, I didn't really feel at all that it has anything to do with me. I had an impression that I'm talking to aliens or something like that. I mean, but I guess there is a certain aesthetics or a certain approach to sound which probably can be referred to as mine. But yet again, I mean, sometimes I would play guitar, sometimes I would twist the human voice, or sometimes it's just purely generated sine waves. And this time it's audio-visual synthesizer, so I don't really know myself. It's more for you to judge, I guess.
Well, in a sort of related note, your music, as at least coming here in as a fan, your music always has this super, really effortless, hypnotic vibe to it. It's like immediately enjoyable. Sometimes it even feels like you're sort of cheating. I don't know how, but somehow it always grabs the listener by the throat. It, if you know what I mean. Can you recognize yourself?
It's you're just lucky with it, because when I make music, I'm always looking for sound which will trigger me emotionally, which I feel involved with. I won't start making, this is the essence of my approach to music. I'm looking for the sound which makes me emotionally involved, and based on that I'm just trying to concentrate it and continue the arrangement so that my involvement increases. And I don't think everybody would resonate with the same kind of sound as I do, but I'm glad to hear that there are people who feel that as well, because the emotional content for me is very important, the charge that you can give to the sound. Without cheating is when if you start using sounds which are recognizable by people, and that's an easy way to trigger associative approach to sound, where you have references from your childhood. Maybe if you had sex on a train, and then 20 years later you hear the sound of the train, and it evokes certain emotions in you or something like that. That's the rough description of associative approach to sound. Me, I do the opposite. I always create sounds which didn't exist in nature before me, but yet I'm trying to make them somehow emotionally charged. I don't even know how it happens, but It's just I don't let them. I filter out all the sounds which I don't bother me myself. I mean, if I feel involved emotionally, then the sound goes into the mix. Otherwise, it doesn't. But they have never been used before, and I've for each new track, essentially, I make new sounds. And
But given you've been making music for 30 years probably now, how do you escape the pitfalls of, you know, using approaches that you know are effective? How do you like escape the pitfalls of using the same procedures unconsciously? How do you have to consciously like unlearn certain techniques that, you know, obviously work pretty well?
But you would, if you've listened through my catalog, you would probably notice that I've tried many different kinds of things, and which is essentially what I do. I'm looking for an adventure, and obviously I also grow up with every album I make. I grow up myself. My taste changes. My emotional world changes. I'm getting older as well. So all of this, I guess, changes somehow my understanding of sound, and my ears change. And my music changes with it. It's about growing in experience, in understanding, growing tired of some things, you know, learning something new, interesting things. For me, it's all about having an adventure, an interesting journey. I always look for a good concept. Sometimes I would impose limitation on myself. For example, I would say that in this album, I only use voice samples of a certain person, and I forbid myself to use any other sound. So it's entirely made of this or something else. It's like that. I look for, I entertain myself essentially, looking for a thrill of making something that will make me feel excited.
But there's a like of interesting paradox in your music that it certainly, you know, doesn't look like regular club music on the outside, but nevertheless, it does have a certain club techno undercurrent. Somehow it has the same driving force, and I was wondering, are you coming from this sort of club rave culture and music, and is it a part of your musical experience, and do you draw from it?
When I was a teenager, I was an early teenager, in fact, I was fascinated by Giorgio Moroder. That's where you can hear that the in fact, it's not the Giorgio's, the power in Giorgio's bass lines is not in the beat. It's actually in the bass line, in the synth line, which like creates the patterns. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what fascinated me in how you can make power, communicate power without making these heavy drum, you know, sounds like the club music does. At the same time, I also understand that when you use the sound which nobody heard before and which doesn't have any specific reference to hold on to, it's much easier for the audience to, or for myself too, to consume this sound, to resonate with it if it's formed into patterns, and because that's a more familiar format to the audience generally. I mean, if you play people a completely unstructured piece of experimental sound, they probably will freak out and leave. But that kind of thing makes people stay, and you can put a small, slight melody, which is very simplistic, and it will keep people in the room. And at the same time, the sound, it's like making a pill, a sweet pill. I think I mentioned that, but I must have mentioned that before. I mean, you have a bitter medicine that you need to give to, let's say, a child who doesn't know what the medicine tastes like, and it's better if you put it into a little sweet coating, and it looks like a candy, and you swallow it, but it works from within. So it's making this kind of pop. It's not even club for me. It's more like a pop. That's why I refer to it as post-pop to my music, and it's more of a joke, but still, it utilizes the structures of pop music, which are quite the same with minimalism as well. The repetitive sounds are much easier to trigger the brain, the different brain effects, I think, altogether.
Well, another dimension of how you approached your past albums, but this is one especially, it's referred to in the liner notes, it's you refer to the spiritual dimension and also like to the high priest of the spiritual electronica, to Peter Christopherson. Mm. And is that something that you come back to our coil, a band that you still listen to, and do you feel this, you're continuing their work, or you feel it as a totally separate endeavor?
Well, I couldn't say that I continue their work directly, but many ideas that they've introduced in music has influenced me, obviously, when I was younger. And then we became friends, and they've influenced me a lot as people, as persons as well, at the personal level. So it was, I think it's quite natural. I didn't expect that this will happen now with this album. I didn't know what to do, to expect from the synthesizer to begin with when I came into the room and played. I mean, Olivier, who invited me to play with this synth, he didn't tell me anything about it, and I was just fascinated, and it was as if I'm communicating with the higher beings about which coil we kept talking, you know, playing or singing. So I guess there is some kind of continuation of tradition, but it's not really a musical continuation, and maybe not even as much ideological, but it's just that the concepts that we've discussed together for many years, and I still believe in many of the things. Oh, I'm sure about. I've become much more confident about things that we've just, you know, speculated about. Now I've almost have proven them to myself, and I keep going. It's fun. The music has sound has a dimension. I believe has a dimension that is very difficult to pin down in rational terms to explain, and there's a mystery in it. And I would like to try and continue that kind of approach to music.
Well, we're gonna have to stop at the mystery part.
Oh, that's
so
good.
To not solve the mystery, but to glimpse possible way out of it. It's tomorrow at in Kino Šiška in the evening, playing alongside the other concert is going to be Igor Zabelov. Mm-hmm. And then it's Son playing his new music. It's going to be an improvised set, or you're going to recreate the album?
I've been rehearsing. No, it's not. It's impossible to recreate the album, but I've created to myself a setup in which I can try and create some more mystery tomorrow.
Okay, well, drage poslušalke in poslušalci, najbližje, kar pridemo še te skrivnosti v tem večeru, preden se prične tolpa bumov, je še ena skladba iz albuma Radiant Folds, ki izide čez približno dober teden dni, in se morda vidimo jutri v Šiški.
Intervju Radija Študent.
Poslušate Radio Študent.